From Spark and Anvil and Machine Forge, this is Augur in Chapter 1 of the Machine Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the corner of the Machine Forge workshop, a small bronze creature turned slowly against a block of pine, and the whole room went quiet to watch. Augur did not hurry. It fit the tip of its threaded body to the wood and began to spin, round and round and round. With each full turn, it sank a little deeper into the block. Not far, barely the width of a fingernail. But it never stopped, and it never slipped back. A knot of students leaned in. "It's going in so slowly," one whispered. "Watch the block, not me," Augur buzzed, still turning. Sawdust curled out around its threads in a thin golden spiral. Round and round, step and step. After a long minute, Augur had bored clean through. It dropped out the other side and rolled to a stop, humming with satisfaction. The pine had a neat spiral tunnel through it now, threaded like the inside of a nut. "See," Augur said, "I only ever did one thing. I turned, around and round, the same tiny circle, over and over." It nudged the finished block toward them, but every circle was also a step forward. Round and round became step and step. "That's the only trick I know, and it's the whole trick." The students turned the block over in their hands, following the spiral groove with a fingertip, and could not quite believe that going in circles had gotten it anywhere at all. Augur had learned that trick the slow way, back when it was very small and very frustrated. There had been a shelf once, high up, and a heavy sack of grain on the floor below it, and Augur could not for the life of it get the sack up. It shoved, it heaved, it ran at the wall and bounced off. The sack didn't budge, and Augur sat down in the dust, feeling useless and round and good for nothing. Old Cog rolled over, the giant gear who ran the workshop, teeth worn smooth, voice like far-off thunder. Cog didn't tell Augur to try harder. "You keep trying to do it all at once," Cog rumbled gently, "in one big push. But that isn't your shape, little one." "Then what is my shape?" Augur said, miserable. "A ramp," said Cog, "wound up. Look." Cog set a long flat board against the shelf, a gentle slope, and rolled the sack slowly up it. No heaving, just a long, patient climb. The ramp trades the hard and fast for the easy and long. It doesn't lift less. It lifts the same, spread out over more distance, so each moment costs you almost nothing. Augur stared at the slope. Then it looked down at its own spiraled body, its breads winding around and around and around, and something turned over inside it, quiet and certain. "That's me," Augur breathed. "I'm that ramp. I'm just wrapped up." The stuck, useless feeling didn't vanish exactly, but it had a shape now. And the shape was a spiral, and Augur could work with a spiral. Augur arrived at the Machine Forge proper on a morning full of clanging hammers and flying sparks, and Cog was waiting at the gate. Cog didn't ask Augur to lift anything heavy. It asked one question: "What is a screw?" Augur didn't answer with words at first. It reached into itself and, carefully, thread by thread, uncoiled one loop of its own body until it lay flat on the bench, a thin strip of bronze, sloping gently from low to high, a plain little ramp, nothing fancy at all. Then Augur picked up a smooth round peg, laid the strip against it, and wound it back around, spiral by spiral, until it was a screw again. "That's all I am," Augur said quietly, "a ramp wrapped around a pole. People think I'm some clever, complicated thing, but unwind me, and I'm the plainest slope you ever saw." Cog's gears whirred, low and warm. "You belong here," it said. "Go teach." Augur's first student was a boy with a screw and a screwdriver and a deep scowl. "This is stupid," he said. I've turned it like 100 times, and it's barely gone in. A hammer would have been done ages ago. Auger didn't argue. Push a nail in with your bare thumb, it said. Go on. The boy pushed. The nail dented his thumb and didn't move. Now turn the screw one more time, Auger said. He did, and it bit deeper into the wood, snug and gripping, without any shove at all. Feel how it pulled itself in? Yeah, the boy admitted. Every turn you make travels a long way around, Auger said, spinning a slow demonstration circle on the bench. But the screw only steps forward a tiny bit. That little step is called the pitch. You spend a big, easy motion. The screw spends a small, mighty one. It tilted. Tight threads, close together. Slow going, but they push like a giant. Wide threads, faster in, but gentler. Same bargain every simple machine makes. You trade distance for force. The boy turned the screw the rest of the way in, slow and steady, and this time he was almost smiling. So it's not stupid, it's patient. It does with 100 easy turns what your thumb could never do with one hard shove. And once you've seen the ramp hiding in the spiral, it spun a happy little circle. You start seeing me everywhere, in a jar lid, in a water pump, in the thing that lifts a whole river up to a dry field.
Later, when the others had gone, the boy came back, holding the screw, quieter now. When it's just sitting in the wood, he said, not going anywhere, how do you know the ramp's still in there? You can't see it once it's wound up.
Auger thought about the sack of grain and the dust and the stuck feeling that had turned into a shape.
You feel it said. That's the honest answer. There's a moment. You've been turning and turning, and it seems like nothing's happening. And then it just catches. Everything clicks and holds. That catch is the ramp, still doing its slow, patient work, right where you can't see it. It rolled gently against the bench. The hardest jobs almost never get done in one big push. They get done in 100 small turns, each one so easy you barely notice, until you look up and find you've climbed the whole way. The boy nodded slowly, and Auger watched the scowl melt off his face. The same way, long ago, the stuck feeling had melted off its own. It didn't say the rest out loud, but it hummed it to itself, round and warm and sure. The slow, going in circles moments are usually the ones quietly carrying you forward. You just can't feel how far until you stop and look back.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Augur. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.